Once you have finished all those other exercises, you can start listening to ascending intervals. Because you have become thoroughly familiar with the harmonic sounds of the different intervals, it becomes possible to listen to these intervals played with separate tones and not become overwhelmed by the sensation of distance caused by the one note playing after the other. That is, in fact, the very reason why these ascending and descending exercises have to come so late in the training. Because unless you have been listening to music absolutely since you were a very young person, you will hear this sensation of distance. And because it is so strong, your mind will very likely choose to listen to it instead of anything else and begin to use that to identify the tones. By placing these exercises toward the end and making sure that you have the harmonic sensation in your mind, you will be able to determine that there is a sensation of distance in addition to the harmonic sound, and you will be able to hear that harmonic sound regardless of the sensation of distance that accompanies it.